mysteries in the express lane, bits of overheard conversation, and startling things people have told me. These people could be friends, but just as easily barbers, strangers on a plane, or cashiers. A number of their stories turned out to be urban legends, the neighbor of a relative whose dead cat was stolen from the trunk of a car, etc. I hope I've weeded those out. Then there are the jokes I've heard at parties and book signings over the years. They were obviously written by someone, all jokes are, but the authors are hardly ever credited in the retelling. Another thing I noticed while going through my 40 years of diaries is that many of the dates are wrong. For instance, there might be three October 1st, 1982s. This was most likely because I didn't know what day it was. Time tends to melt and run together when you don't have a job. In that pre-laptop era, you had to consult a newspaper or calendar to find out if it was Wednesday the 8th or Thursday the 9th. This involved getting up, so more often than not, I'd just stay put and guess. Quite often, I'd even get the month wrong. It might look like my average diary entry amounts to no more than 7 sentences, but in fact, I spend an inordinate amount of time writing about my day, around 45 minutes usually. If nothing big happened, I'll reflect on a newspaper article or a report I heard.